time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Our weekly opportunity to go in depth on the world of real estate, both locally and other things impacting it from beyond. Aaron Cherry, a broker with Oregon Life Homes, and thanks for coming in.
Hey, it's great to be here, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So what do we want to hit this morning?
Well, the big thing I want to talk about this morning is the jobs report. This is a report that comes out from our Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's a national report. It comes out every month. It gives data on unemployment. It gives data on new jobs that are created. And what was really fascinating is that basically this is one of the metrics that the Federal Reserve is using to drive their monetary policy, meaning if the data from the jobs report and everything else that comes out of the employment situation, if it's strong, that's not a good thing for mortgage rates because it means the economy is strong and the Federal Reserve is going to be more tightening in their policy. If it shows that fewer jobs are being created, or maybe our unemployment is going up and inflation is cooling, that's a good thing, and that is good for mortgage rates in that sense. So yesterday, the expected new jobs, amount of new jobs that was going to be created, it was about 170,000. That's what we were thinking for the nation for the month of September. Any guess on what the number actually is? It was much more than expected.
It was like 300 something.
336,000 jobs. Yep. That's almost twice what they were expecting. So that is much stronger than what was anticipated, and that is not going to be good for mortgage rates. This last Tuesday, mortgage rates reached a new 23-year high since October of 2000. We reached about 7.75, almost 7.75 for your average 30-year mortgage rate. And depending on your situation, you could easily be over 8% as well. So that's something to keep an eye on as a homeowner when you're thinking about selling, because the affordability continues to get just hammered with the rising rates. And also, property values are not dropping. They're staying pretty stable. And so as a buyer, you got to be really strategic about how you think you're going to make your purchase.
Well, and the difference between, 6%, 5%, 7%, 8%, when you're attempting to buy a property, especially if you're just getting started, earlier in life buying your first house, it really impacts what you can afford.
It really does. And we're not just talking the difference of, a few hundred dollars. We're talking, $1,200 to $1,500 a month. I mean, it's really quite incredible. So, those are things to keep in mind when it's important to watch what's going on and see what the government's going to do about it. And another thing that's happening this month, which is going to impact about another at least 30 to 35 million Americans, is student loan debts are going to be, they have to start making payments this month in October. There's about 44 million Americans that, I think we talked about this last week, 44 million Americans that have student debt, 6.5 million are still in school. They don't have to pay on their debts. But of the 30 million that are going to be paying on their student debt, only about 300,000 to 500,000 have been for the last 3 years because of forbearance. So starting this month, that all kicks back in and they got to start making their payments on their student debt. And that's in the same age bracket and population that's also buying homes. So, for the typical family, it's another $400 a month. And that's another thing that's going to hammer some of the affordability that way. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens in the next 6 months as some of these debts start to really, and expenses start to really take effect on a buyer's affordability, because the buyer is the demand. And if the demand gets barbecued, then that will have an effect.
Well, and that came up last night because one of our daughters, that applies to her. She's out of the university for several years and pursuing her career, but has not had to deal with that, And so now it's like, well, she's got to kind of refigure the budget.
Yep, exactly. And several months ago, Kyle, on this podcast, we talked about, some strategies of how to handle that as a buyer. And one thing I just want to circle back around and encourage people. Right now in Roseburg, there's about a half a dozen small multifamily properties that are perfect candidates for what's called a house hack strategy. These are duplexes, okay? I know not everybody's excited about living in a duplex and having your neighbor right on the other side of the wall. But think about the financial implications. If you buy a $300,000 or a $350,000 duplex and you rent out the other side for, let's say, $1,000 to $1,200, you cut your mortgage easily in half, possibly by 60%. And when you buy a home like that, a duplex, it's as if you were buying a $200,000, $150,000 home today, which is just an incredible deal. So for those who are financially savvy and interested in making a good long-term investment, and getting a home that they can live in and not be paying just rent, it's a great, great situation. And there's some opportunities now in Central Douglas County, Sutherland, Roseburg, to do that.
And I imagine these come in different square footage ranges, right?
They do, absolutely. Most commonly, we're talking two bedrooms, one bathroom, you know, 1,000 or under square feet. So it's a small starter home type situation, but it's a really smart move in the long term, because let's say 3 to 5 years after you buy that, you want to move and buy your next home, you know, step up. Just leave this duplex in your path. The rents will be high enough now. Rents are not going down. They're going up, up, up. Rents will cover your mortgage. You may even get some cash flow from that, and you can hang on to that as an investment for perpetuity, I mean, forever.
And you've got to factor in, too, the do you want the task of being a landlord, or how do you deal with the property management folks, or what do you do?
Yep. And so it's not for everybody, but I would encourage most people who, you know, most people don't make a good landlord. They're too soft-hearted. They just let, you know, if the rent doesn't get paid, they're like, okay, we'll catch another, you know, you can't be that way. You have to run it like a business and hold people accountable. And so hiring an excellent property manager is usually the best idea for most people.
Well, yeah, and there are a lot of things, even if you can manage the financial aspects, the things like what do you do when a pipe breaks or whatever, is not in everybody's skill set.
No, it's not. And so this isn't for everybody, but I think it's for a lot of people. And if people would be open to it, and many people are, I think most first-time homebuyers, my dream is to help every single first-time homebuyer do this kind of a scenario. Because financially, the small sacrifice you make now in comfort of having a little duplex and having someone on the other side will set you up so well for the long term in 10, 20 years from now.
Well, and with the interest rates, it really is something for people to think more about. If, you know, in the past, they're like, no, I don't want to do that. Well, Do you want to buy or not?
Or continue renting. And rents for your typical home right now in Roseburg, 3-bed, 2-bath, nothing super special, you're looking at $1,700 to easily $2,100 a month. And if you buy a duplex, your mortgage might be $2,500 a month. But if you're getting $1,000 or so on the other side, you've reduced it down to $1,500 or $1,200, depending on the scenario. So it really makes a lot of sense.
And while those properties are available in a community like Roseburg or really all of Douglas County, it's not as common or as easy to find a duplex or even a triplex or whatever as it would be in a metro area.
It's true. We are a little bit constrained in that way. But the good news is financing has also gotten easier. So FHA loans, 3.5% down payment, you can make it happen. Conventional, this is huge. It's just happening now. It used to be 5% down, 15% down on conventional loan for owner-occupied duplex. Starting November, it's going to be 5% down for a conventional loan. So with $20,000, you can have a reasonable down payment and get into this with one of these loan programs.
Well, a lot of options for people to look at right now. What do you see... up the road for the interest rates?
I don't like to be pessimistic, but I think it's going to continue going up. If the Federal Reserve is going to stick to their guns as far as tightening monetary policy, it would have to be a lot of really bad news for the economy to make it good news for the mortgage rates. It's just the way they're setting the dynamic up. So I would not be surprised if we are easily over 8%, and we may move into 9% territory next year. We'll see. We are data dependent. So month to month, we just have to see how this goes.
And it's very interesting because one thing you like, one thing you don't.
It's true. Yep.
Wow. So people looking around the Umpqua Valley right now, what last tip would you leave them with if they're thinking about jumping into the market?
I would encourage buyers that it is still a decent time to buy, because the sellers are in a situation where when they have a life change that needs to happen, they are willing to pay your closing costs, contribute towards them. It's much easier to get an offer accepted now than it was 2 years ago. It's much more expensive, but it's easier. So you've got these outweighing, you know, different effects. For sellers, property values are not dropping significantly. They're not skyrocketing, but they're not dropping. And so you can get still a fair price for your home.
All right. And how do folks get a hold of you guys?
They can get a hold of us by calling us directly at 541-391-4945, or they can look us up online at theordinlife.com. And we will also be downtown on Jackson Street for the Blocktoberfest tomorrow.
All right. That is happening 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And, of course, Oregon Life Homes right downtown on Jackson Street. Aaron, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it.
That wraps up the Real Estate Update and the Morning Report. News time is 9 o'clock.